WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. Hope that it's starting off well for you, and so far so good for me. It's a little chilly out there, but at least it looks like the big storm that they had predicted was going to be happening tomorrow is no longer in the cards. So I'll take that. It's funny how quickly that went from being, yeah, it could be, what did they say originally, like 10 inches, 8 to 10 inches. Then it dropped down to 5 to 8 inches. Then it dropped down to 1 to 3 inches. And now ABC6 is telling us it's going to pass offshore. So there still might be a dusting of snow that happens. There might be some snow showers tomorrow, but not any big accumulating snow. So that's good news, unless you're a plow driver or someone who wants to go make some extra money shoveling. But otherwise, especially since most of the stores seem to be running low of rock salt and ice melt and all of those different assorted, both natural and chemical ways of melting the snow and ice. In fact, I was shopping in Market Basket the other day, and they were making the announcement that they only had a couple of bags left. And this was on Saturday, because I ran over to Gifts to Give to do a little shopping and drop some clothes off. And then there was nothing to eat in the fridge. So I said, I'm going to stop and do a little shopping, even though it's a Saturday and I'm insane for doing it. And as I was walking around trying to remember what it was that I needed more than anything, the announcement came over and I was like, well, should I go get one of those? And I said, I still got enough in the bag that I have. And then I ended up not even needing it, because by the time I left the house again on Monday morning, everything was gone. So we had a great day yesterday broadcasting from Percy's Place in Dartmouth, and we still have some of those deals available at seizethedeal.com. At least we did as of last night. I'll check and see how we're doing this morning, but I believe we should have some left. And thanks for everybody for your assistance and understanding and patience, as I couldn't get the broadcast to work exactly the way it's supposed to. So we've got a little unit that we bring with us that allows us to connect back into the board here. And I came in, I set everything up, I made sure everything was exactly the way that we wanted it. I even have a picture guide next to the board that I made so that I wouldn't forget. And I went on Monday and I tested everything, and I was able to test and hear that I was getting the sound back during Barry's show, but obviously I can't talk because Barry's on the air. So I was like, okay, everything's working. Went back yesterday morning, started the show, and just talked to myself for 20 minutes. Turns out it was not sending audio back. So thanks to Gazelle at Fun 107, we were able to make some quick adjustments on the fly, and I was able to connect, at least via the internet, to be able to talk. And then I would have to listen on the headphones if somebody called in. So it was a little bit disorienting hearing myself kind of echo back, but we got through it. And I think it was even if we couldn't
fix the problem. It was all worth it for the delicious breakfast that we got to have over at Percy's place. And I'm still waiting for all the details. But it looks like there might be another show on the road next week. So stay tuned for details on that. You'll have them as soon as I have them. And I'll let you know where you can meet me up and we'll have a deal. Yes, we still do have some deals available for Percy's place. They'll probably sell out, I'd say probably today. So you want to jump on seizethedeal.com now to get them. And so I'm going to try to work to figure out whatever that problem was. I've made the engineer aware, so we'll figure it out. But if not, I came up with a redundancy that should allow us to broadcast if necessary that way. And then I feel bad for Chris because he came in, and now you got to think, Chris is not, I don't think he'll mind me saying this. He's not a radio technical person. He's not a technology person. He's very good at what he does in terms of having the conversations. But we've basically boiled down the production aspect of the show to just press this button when you're ready to take a commercial, or press this button when you're ready to start the show, and press this button to play music, and press these buttons to turn the microphones on and off. And that's, you know, not a knock on him. We've simplified this process so that we can have people that can come in and fill in and do it without having to have any serious training. Like I always say, when people come in here to be guest hosts, I can show you how to do this in 10 minutes, whether you have any experience or not. But he doesn't know about the red program light. He does now, because Gazelle turned that mic off to be able to talk back to me when we were trying to get me connected, and then didn't put it back into program. So I'm sorry, I should have thought to just text Chris and said, hey, just make sure that mic's in program, but that was my fault. But anyway, we got through it. Chris got through his show, and I want to thank the guy who pulled up at Percy's place and yelled at me as I was trying to carry out the equipment and pack up the van. Yelled at me about how the station's off the air more than it's on the air. Okay. We're aware. Thanks. Hopefully today the wind is going to be far less significant, and that'll allow us to not have the satellite issues we've been having the last few days where things would cut out. And I keep getting asked the question from people, well, how come it doesn't happen when you guys are on the air? It only happens when it's a show that's not local, because that's what comes off the satellite. The rest of the time, we're just coming at you from the WBSM antenna, direct from here. But we have to pull the network shows, Howie Carr and Mark Levin and Charlie Kirk and everything else, and ABC News, all of that comes in via satellite. So if we have problems with that, which the weather can cause issues, last summer we had to get up and readjust the dish and cut down some trees that were blocking the signal. Just over time, the earth moves. Things get out of position and they got to be repositioned. And even though it's pretty secure up there, I think the wind is playing some havoc with it. So the engineer is aware. But also, I mean, when was the last time we had multiple days of sustained winds like that too? My gosh. There's very few times that I wish that I hadn't lost all the weight that I have, but when I'm blowing around in wind like that, I was like, oh, maybe it wasn't so bad. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Don't forget, this week we are giving away tickets to see Invincible, the world's number one Michael Jackson tribute show. And that's not me saying that. That's Michael's own father, Joe Jackson. And we know how picky he was about things. And this show, Invincible, is going to be at Mohegan Sun on Saturday, March 1st. And you can get your tickets. We have a link up in the story at WBSM.com and on the app. But you can also enter to win a free pair. And we've got multiple pairs to give away. So if you haven't heard if you haven't gotten an email from Casey yet telling you that you're the winner, don't worry. you're still in the running. And if you haven't entered your name yet, you can do that at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. And our thanks to Stevie's Wine and Spirits for sponsoring Tim's Tickets. Don't forget that this Saturday, they're having their cocktail party tasting from 1 to 4 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Hudson Avenue. And they're going to have a variety of different cocktails for you to try, including, if you have never tried Union Java, the coffee company downtown created by firemen, you've got to not only try their coffee, but you've got to try their coffee espresso martinis that they make. Fantastic. So you'll be able to try that and many others at the cocktail party tasting this Saturday at Stevie's from 1 to 4. And I'll probably see you over there. But the big news that broke yesterday, and it was right after, it was like literally right as Barry was getting off the air. And I believe Brian talked about it a little bit last night. I didn't get to hear his whole show because I was still here doing some other work and I didn't have the radio on. But New Bedford Police Chief Paul Oliveira announced yesterday that he'll be retiring on May 3rd. That'll be his last day as Chief of Police of New Bedford. After 4 years on the job, he'll have hit his 4-year anniversary by then, I believe, or right around there. And he just signed a new 3-year contract last year. Yeah, it'll be a month before his 4-year anniversary. June 2021, he was given the job on a permanent basis, but in April 2021, he became the interim chief when Joe Cordero retired. But yes, Chief Oliveira had just signed a new 3-year contract last July, which would have kept him in the job at least through June 15th of 2027. But New Bedford Light reported that there was an out clause in the contract that either the city side or the chief could basically end the contract at any point during it. And although he did not give an answer, a reason as to why he's retiring, 32 years on the job is probably a big reason for it. I do believe that Mayor Mitchell is going to be in with Chris today. I haven't heard otherwise. So I'm sure they'll talk more about it at 11 a.m. But the mayor put out a statement. The chief put out a lengthy statement in which he thanked a number of folks in the department by name and everyone overall. By the way, these are the same police officers that the union voted no confidence in the chief back in October 2023. But I think some of the efforts that have gone on since then have made them feel better. I don't know what the stance is today by the union on Chief Oliveira. I didn't see anything yet, but I'll check later on to see if we have anything from them. But they've made strides in recent, well, really, since that vote of no confidence, they've done quite a bit. Including now, they have officers out there wearing body cameras. And I think the most important part is they've made efforts for new hires. After they saw a significant dwindling of the police force and they had under 200 officers. Now it looks like by the summer, I believe the mayor said they'd be up over 220. Or was it 230? And they're getting closer to their target, which I believe is around 250. So some were retirements. Some were people going to other departments in suburban towns. Some of them going and becoming firefighters instead of being police officers. There was a variety of different reasons why they left, but overall, the reason why they left is this job wasn't working for them anymore. And that's why they did things like raise the base pay, eliminate the residency requirement, create a sign-on bonus. And all of these things have helped in the recruitment effort. And so the chief is leaving a police force for whoever the next person is in much better shape than it was coming out of the pandemic. Now the question becomes, is there someone in-house who is the next natural successor? There is no deputy chief right now, but there are two assistant deputy chiefs. Scott Carolla, who you've heard on this program before, and is the spokesperson for the police department, and also Assistant Deputy Chief Derek Belong, who you've also heard on the program. And assuming that Mayor Mitchell would want to have an internal candidate or have an internal hire for that position, and I'm sure he'll talk more of that about Chris, both of those men would be fine choices, in my opinion. I mean, I'm not in the police department working with everybody on a daily basis, but at least as far as I know, they both have impeccable reputations, and they're both just good guys and are in it for the right reasons. But perhaps because there is no natural successor, maybe this is Mayor Mitchell's opportunity to say, I am going to look outside the city. I've got to take my first break of the morning, and we'll be back in a few moments. All right, we're going to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt. Then we can talk to you on the other side. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails, both open on the WBSM app. But right now, take it away, Phil.
Feeling cold? You're in good company. Egg prices continue to soar, and Apple has an announcement to make today.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A large part of the country is dealing with freezing temperatures. Over 75 million are under cold weather alerts in the Plains, Great Lakes, and here in the Northeast. Arctic air combining with a storm system coming from the Rockies that will make for hazardous winter weather. The cold weather will impact recovery efforts in parts of West Virginia, Kentucky, and the Mid-Atlantic, where intense flooding hit the region over the weekend. Meanwhile, parts of North Dakota and Montana woke up to temperatures of almost 60 degrees below zero yesterday morning. Wind chills below zero have extended down to Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Pope Francis has pneumonia in both of his lungs. The Vatican updated the condition of the 88-year-old on Tuesday, saying, quote, lab tests, chest X-ray, and the Holy Father's clinical condition continue to present a complex picture. The pontiff has been hospitalized since Friday. Earlier, the Vatican announced all of the Pope's plans for the rest of the week have been canceled. An archbishop will fill in for Francis on Sunday during Mass at the Vatican. Officials say two people remain hospitalized after this week's plane crash in Toronto. 21 people were injured in the incident at Toronto Pearson Airport. Regional Delta Airlines flight from Minneapolis was carrying 80 people on board. Officials said first responders and the plane's crew executed a textbook response to the crash. The plane will remain on the scene at the airport for the next 48 hours as investigators look into the cause of the crash. Egg prices continue to soar. According to a new report from the USDA over the weekend, wholesale egg prices jumped 40 cents over the last 30 days. That means a dozen eggs cost distributors $7.44. That has yet to be fully passed down to customers, with a national average price for a dozen eggs hitting $4.95 in January. That's expected to climb with shortages continuing and distributors passing down the rising costs to shoppers. Rising number of bird flu cases is being blamed for ongoing egg shortages. Astrophysicists are celebrating a record-breaking cosmic discovery. The Cubic Kilometer Neutrino Telescope Group said they've uncovered the highest energy ghost particle called a neutrino at the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. A neutrino is a subatomic particle with no electrical charge and mass so small it has the ability to go through all types of matter without altering its structure. The discovery is significant because it may lead to a better understanding of how far and what caused them to travel through the universe and land on Earth. Other types of particles get mixed up in universe dust, where neutrinos are a pure signal that can give us clues about sources from far, far away. And Apple launches a new product today. Apple CEO Tim Cook announced the launch date last week, but didn't say exactly what the product would be. He posted on social media that it would be the newest member of the family. Speculation is that Apple will take the wraps off a new iPhone SE 4. The revamped SE is expected to feature a larger screen, Face ID, and Apple Intelligence. It's expected to sell for around $500.
WBSM Sports.
Team USA wraps the Four Nations tournament on Thursday at TD Garden, and then the Bruins are back in regular season action on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Celtics gearing up for a trip to Philadelphia. They'll play the 76ers on Thursday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Partly cloudy today, a high of 29 degrees. On Thursday, mainly cloudy, a slim chance of snow as a storm passes to our south, a high of 30. Friday, partly cloudy, a high of 34. And Saturday, mostly sunny, high 35. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. Get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Is Michael Jackson. And I saw something interesting the other day. So I know a lot of people are against Michael Jackson because of the allegations that were against him. But someone had taken ChatGPT, it was Grok, the one created by Elon Musk and his team. They took that and they said to it, you know, based on all of the available evidence, do you think that Michael Jackson was guilty of the charges against him? And this Grok gave a whole explanation as to why they felt that he wasn't. So it was very interesting. And then they did the same thing with some other famous cases as well. And then they did the same thing with elections. They put elections into it and asked them the same thing. Who would you vote for with all the available information? Because unlike other AI like ChatGPT and what's that other one? DeepSeek or whatever. We're non-political. We can't comment on politics. And they won't. They won't give you information on political things, but I guess Grok will. And so you can try it for yourself. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I'd like to thank Police Chief Paul Oliveira for 32 years of service. I wish him well. I know he had signed an extension for 3 years, and this is a sudden announcement of his retirement. And, you know, I wish him well. But this whole thing with the police department, we had the former chief, Joseph Cordero, and, you know, there was a lot of talk at the time of micromanagement. the mayor micromanaging the police department. And one time Joseph Cordero was supposed to appear before the city council, and he was invited by Brian Gomes, and Joseph Cordero has given Brian Gomes his word that he was going to go to the city council, talk about the crime numbers and what's going on in the city. And then suddenly at the last minute, Brian Gomes got a call saying they wouldn't be able to make it. The mayor made a statement that it would be a conflict of interest because it would be conflict with the New Bedford Police Union. But Hank Turgeon, at the time, was the head of the police union, talked about the crime numbers, and he talked about the hierarchy rule, how numbers can be manipulated to make it look like there's less crime in the city. And the mayor at the State of the City address last month said that the crime was down 56%. I had the honor to speak to a veteran police officer, and I asked him about it. Do you believe that the crime is down? He got a chuckle out of it. He says, no. I said, is it true about this whole thing about the hierarchy rule? He says, yeah, what happens is you have a criminal. He has multiple crimes. They get the worst crime, and they mark it down as one. Let's say the criminal has 10 crimes. The most egregious counts as one. So the numbers can be manipulated to make it look lower than what it is. And even the police officer didn't believe that crime is down in the city 56%.
Yeah, but from my understanding, and maybe I'm wrong, but the hierarchy rule means, you know, per incident. So if you show up and somebody murdered somebody and they also broke into the home to murder that person, it counts as a murder, not as a breaking and entering.
Right. So the FBI only goes by the information that's given to them. So, you know, if you got four or five different criminals and they only take, you know, they're all multiple crimes, they'll take the most egregious. So, you know, like I said, I wish him all a lot of luck in his retirement, a lot of health and happiness. And thank you very much for your 32 years of service. And I hope this is not another case of micromanagement by the mayor. But my hat's off to Mr. Oliveira.
You know what it sounds like to me? Because I guess he turns 55 right before that. So it sounds to me like it's more because that's probably the age that he's, you know, got a fully vested retirement. And it's like, you know, why stick around? I'm ready to retire. It's coincidental
to me,
though.
But you know something, Tim, that doesn't make sense because I think it was your station reported last year he signed a 3-year extension, correct?
Right. Yeah. But, yeah. You know, people's life circumstances change. You know, there might be some things going on in his personal life or with his health or something where he says maybe it's better not to go through the stress.
Maybe it's just conflict in the police department. Maybe he feels he was being micromanaged. I don't know, because that was a lot of talk back in the day with Joseph Cordero.
Yeah, but
Joseph Cordero wasn't a bad guy.
Don't you think if you felt that way, you wouldn't have signed that new 3-year contract?
Yeah, well, you got a point there, but who knows?
But
we
then,
don't know. Like
then
you
again,
said, personal reasons.
Before that,
but either
he,
way, my hat's off to him.
Before
I
that,
wish
he
him
was
a lot of happiness and health and many, many good years to come.
Don't forget, before that, he was also applying for another job too. So,
yes, he did in Falmouth.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and then I heard that on your radio station.
So,
all right, Tim, take care of yourself.
You as well. And, you know, I don't have as much of an issue with the hierarchy rule as other people do because, you know, it's not like if somebody does something, they're hiding what their criminal record is. Just for the purposes of statistical data, they're not calling an incident a breaking and entering if that incident was a murder. And I'm fine with that. If you ever read some of the reporting that we do on these arrests, you'll see the multiple list of charges that are assigned to somebody. So we're talking about, you know, if somebody gets pulled over and because they're driving down the road and they're weaving in and out and they're speeding and they have an unregistered vehicle and an uninsured vehicle, and then they get pulled over and the police find a kilo of cocaine in the trunk of the car, then they're counting that as a person who was in possession with intent to distribute cocaine. And they're not worried about counting the marked lanes violation, the the speeding charge, all these other crimes that are involved in it. And I don't know. I'm fine with that. Because to me, that's if that's going to be the headline of the story, if that's going to be the reason why that person's going to go to jail, you know, all those additional charges are just things that they can charge them with, and they do charge them with to enforce the severity of the. Maybe someday we can have DA Quinn come on and talk about why they will press so many charges, because it just kind of tacks on. But the thing you're going for is a conviction on the main crime. So I think the main crime being what the statistical data is fine. To me, the fact that somebody broke in to murder somebody is kind of irrelevant if they murdered somebody. In terms of the statistics. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
Good. And you?
I'm doing okay.
I know you had fun yesterday at the restaurant.
So yeah, it was a lot of fun. Great crew yeah. Over there, too. Everybody at Percy's place is awesome.
Yeah, someday I'll make it over there. Yeah, there was a problem yesterday with the station. And even when Chris's show came on, for me, it was still going on and off, in and out, the whole time.
The whole time? That shouldn't have been happening.
In and out, and clicking sounds. I heard clicking sounds. Then I heard him speaking again. I said, there's still a problem.
Oh, I mean, I had him on.
Because every other station around in the area that if I turn the dial, there's no problems ever with those other stations.
So then listen to the other stations.
What exactly is it?
So then listen to them instead of calling in to complain to me about it.
Listen, if I turn the dials, the music stations, well, this is really the only talk station that I'm getting. So if I turn the dial a little here and there, either way, the music, everything comes in fine. It's always just WBSM.
Okay, so then don't listen then.
No, what do you mean don't listen? That's your answer, don't listen?
Because I can't tell you how many times I tell you, whether it's on the air or I tell you, you know, in a Facebook message what goes on here.
And you
just complain
it's
about true. It. I can't
I
do anything about
odd.
It.
It's only no other station around here but that. That's what bothers me.
Because no other station around there is dealing with the equipment that we have.
Well, maybe you need to update.
That's a corporate decision. We've applied for it all.
I know, but at least admit it. Okay. Now, one person's calling in and talking about the mayor and the chief of police.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor's office has not once gotten back to me yet about the pedestrian walkover to go to downtown. I don't know what their problem is. They're probably never going to do it. I still don't know the reason why they took the other one out.
Well,
bothers me.
I know that the one that's existing there is going to be destroyed. So that's not going to be something that they would be able to transfer. I know that was your idea to kind of move that back down, but one's going to be destroyed. So that's
I didn't think that one was going to be put back, but to put another one there, they got this crossover thing for the rail. What is that even for? It's connecting Purchase Street over to the rail. So they're assuming that people coming down Purchase Street is going to just park their car on Purchase Street and walk over that. It's a walk.
No, that's designed so that people can come down from Boston and walk across the bridge and try a Dipper Cafe pizza because they're worth it. They're worth coming down to Boston for.
Oh, yes. I'm sure that's the only reason, you know. Now, about that other thing, Grok. We're talking about Michael Jackson. Now, I've been on the fence about Michael for a long, long time. I don't really want to believe that he would touch any kid. I know he had a rotten childhood because of his father, and I think he just liked kids and wanted to make them happy so they could have a better childhood than he did. I don't believe he did anything like I'm still on the fence, but I believe his doctor killed him with the OD because I don't think Michael Jackson wanted to die. I think his doctor was totally responsible. He should have been in jail for the rest of his life. Is he out? I think he's out, isn't he?
I'm not sure. Hmm. But yeah, he was definitely over-medicated.
Yeah. Well, the doctor. He figured Michael's paying me big bucks. I'm going to give him what he wants. And that's the kind of doctor we have. Now, that Grok thing, can they use that on P. Diddy? Can we see about P. Diddy?
I don't know because all of that hasn't been, all of that evidence hasn't been heard in court yet. So I don't know that it would have access to all the files. Instead, it's just going to have access to a rumor, and it would probably dismiss a lot of that.
And then I see, I guess, all false things on YouTube saying, yep, the view was canceled, they're all gone, blah, 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 and all of a sudden I see another video that they're all there. Well, I think what's her name is gone. I can't come up with the names quick enough. But, you know, the big head honcho over there. I don't think she's there anymore. And now I see Joy Beha sitting in her seat.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't pay attention to it. I mean, people are obsessed with The View that don't watch it, and I don't know why people care about a show they don't even bother to watch.
Well, I see snippets of what they're saying. I don't watch the show, but then when I'm roaming around and people post stuff and it shows the actual clip of the video, so that's how I see it because I don't watch the show. But what they do say are very evil things. They can't possibly believe every single thing they're saying. It's horrible. And I think you're surprising me because I haven't heard the countdown numbers. I think you're starting to accept Donald Trump.
Oh, no, I'm just lazy.
No, come on. You haven't been mentioning the countdown numbers and you just haven't said anything. Oh, what's up with the numbers? What is it today? Did you look it up today? No, you didn't, right?
No, that's because what I do is I have to go to like ChatGPT and ask how many days until Inauguration Day, and I just have been too lazy to keep doing it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll accept it. But nah, I think you're starting to like his policies. Well, you said you hated them. I don't think you hate all those policies. Now, look at all
pretty much hate them all.
And now this other plane, before I hang up, that other plane that flipped over. How did the plane flip over? I was shocked when I saw it on the ground, tipped over and everything. But how does the plane tip over like that?
I saw something where they had a graphic and they kind of explained that it had to do with like the crosswinds. And they said, actually, it happens not often, but when it does happen, it usually happens upon takeoff, that they'll have planes that will invert. And then, you know, usually the pilot is able to kind of pull it back, but that it does happen because the crosswinds are what's pulling it in that direction. So this plane obviously lost, you know, the ability to control itself, or the pilot lost the ability to control the plane, and those crosswinds kind of took advantage of that and flipped the plane over.
Really weird the way that was. Horrible. And one person got it really bad. The rest, that was great news that they all kind of walked right out of there.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. It's unbelievable. So before I go for my walk today, you've already been out there, so it's not that bad, right, today?
No, it's about 20 degrees out, but it's not as windy as it's been, so.
Well, I've been out there colder than that. Yeah, it's the wind that gets me, the wind.
I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, so what did you eat over there? Because I know I saw clips of you this and that, but so, I'm walking around doing stuff watching. I don't know.
They brought out the burrito omelet and the Portuguese eggs Benedict for breakfast. And so I ate half of the Portuguese eggs Benedict with some of the home fries and some of the cornbread, and then brought the rest of that back. And I didn't really eat anything else. They brought out a brunch burger later on. They brought out a turkey club. They brought out some chowder. And I was still full from that half of Benedict. So I brought all of the food back and shared it with folks here. But I kept the turkey club and the chowder for lunch. And I ended up having the chowder for lunch. And that filled me up so much that I saved the turkey club for dinner.
Yeah. Well, I saw the assortment of photographs you put there. I said, there's no way he ate all that.
No, no.
Yeah, I knew. The minute I saw it, I said, he probably sampled everything.
Back in the old days, though, I might have. I might have cleaned all those plates.
Yeah. I like that new shirt.
Thank you.
That new shirt. Yeah, it was very nice. Yeah, I like that colors and everything. Okay, as long as the dimples are still there. You know what I mean?
They're not going anywhere, I guess.
You know that, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So don't be ashamed of it now. A lot of men would die for the dimples, you know.
Well, they can have them.
Have a good day.
You as well. Enjoy the 1,431 days left remaining.
Yeah, you did that just for me. It's okay. I told you. I accept it. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Okay. But you'll get better, because sooner or later you won't say it no more. Have a great day now. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. If you want to call in and have some fun with me, 508-996-0500. But right now, I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. Of course, that is Laura Branigan, Self Control, which you may have seen that video way back in the day on V66 in Boston. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Eric Green. He is the director of the documentary that came out a little while back called Life on the V, the story of V66, a documentary about Boston's free over-the-air music video channel that only lasted about a year and a half, starting in 1985. So he's going to be joining us because tomorrow night next Thursday night, they're going to be having a special screening in Somerville of the documentary where you can go and see it, but you can also watch it at home as well if you'd like. And so he's going to join us to talk about that. We're going to have some V66 memories and talk about some of the personalities involved and what they're up to today, even in all the years after the doc was made. And we'll take your V66 memories as well. I don't know how many people around here got it. It was out of Marlboro, but I remember flipping through the channels and seeing it when I was a little kid. So anyway, we'll talk about that and what it was all about and more coming up in the 8 o'clock.